Phone Boy Speaks, episode 514, DIP Consolation Prize.
A small update on the app.net saga, post State of the Union, as it were. Several developers have been contacted by app.net in regards to the developer incentive program, which, as noted on the last State of the Union, that that the developer incentive program would be winding down, and well, they got notification that that was the case, and so they'll get a payment for the March time frame, but anything else at that point, the developer incentive program is basically not paying out anymore. And so but the developers, or at least several that I talked to and posted publicly on app.net, did note that their developer account got turned into a complimentary account, and so hopefully they won't have to pay for access anymore, because developer accounts were $100 a year before, and now that since they are not, there's not a huge marketing push to grow the platform. It's a question about whether any new developers will come in and trying to not make it a burden to develop for app.net, at least financially speaking. Again, I don't know what they're going to do about new developers that might join, but several existing developers who've already developed apps are essentially being given gratis access to being able to do that, which I think is a nice touch. But, there's still some questions about the vitality of the app.net platform itself and, of course, the users. There's plenty of activity going on in patter rooms and stuff about the potential future. People are thinking about, what do we do next, right? And there's lots of ideas about how to do that. And, at this point, I think it's still kind of early. I mean, people are talking about replacing the API, which I think is a little bit premature. As long as the money continues to come in, people keep paying their $36 a year, then hopefully there's still enough money to continue to at least maintain the app.net servers and whatnot. But again, this is, at this point, it's really too early to tell what's going to happen. I've had some private conversations with developers about it, and I think it's just like the users. There's very different opinions about what's going to happen and what should or should not happen. And in any case, I'm going to stick it out, as I've said in the past, and see what happens. I don't see any reason to change my course of action right now. Obviously I reserve the right to change my mind at a later date, but I see no reason to abandon ship just yet, as some have done, but I should say, at least right now, things have kind of, I think progressed back to normal, and we're kind of out of the panic phase and we're settling back in at least the people I follow on app.net anyway. And, of course this is, for those of you who are, who still don't use app.net, well, you can check it out for free still. I mean, I think it's a good community of people there. And there's a lot of great third-party apps that they're worth checking out. And, I see nothing wrong with it. You don't have to use Twitter, who's now finally adding mute functionality. Oh my God, we had that on app.net since day one, but, we had the other problem. We had to fight for blocking originally. So, but anyway, that's, I think, as I say, there's no reason to go anywhere if you're on app.net. And if you're not on app.net now, I mean, again, there's no reason not to check it out. It's free. There's nothing ventured, nothing gained. And if you want to continue to support it, there's plenty of ways to do exactly that. And I'm sure that we'll hear more from, Dalton Caldwell and Brian Berg as the dust settles, as it were. They've been pretty quiet after the initial announcements and such, but I suspect we'll hear more from them soon about that, what the going forward plan is for app.net as an audacious proposal that I think, unfortunately it was a difficult sell to most people, and maybe I'll do a podcast on that in the future.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.